Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to this Right Stand podcast with me, Anand Narasimhan. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday marked the 30th year of the Black Day, 19th of January 1990, when across the valley that is Kashmir, from mosques and loudspeakers outside, there was only one call that was made in the dead of the night. Get out of here. Leave your wives, leave the women behind. Be it sisters, wives, daughters. The men need to go. And it was targeted at one particular group of Kashmiris, the Hindus. Largely Kashmiri Pandits, but others too, who were singled out, targeted, and cleansed. And the rest of our country watched on. The trouble had started brewing from 1986 onwards. Matters came to a head towards December 1989. And this cleansing of Kashmir, of one whole group of ethnicity, continued way into April and May 1990. 4 lakh people displaced. 4 lakh people forced to leave their homes if they wanted to save their lives, save their respect and their honor. Because the target was very clear. Peaceful people who were not only doing well, but also imparting knowledge. They were leading the knowledge dispensation in Jammu and Kashmir. Jammu and Kashmir, and especially Kashmir, had 98% literacy and perhaps the most forward-thinking group of people in the country post-independence. Intellectuals who continue to contribute to the country across the spectrum, be it sport, be it creative outlets, be it medicine, be it any form of science, be it the police services, be it law, be it politics. They are still active across the length and breadth of the country, but still silently suffering, because though the country is their home, their real home has been snatched away from them. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, do watch this special broadcast when about 40-odd Kashmiris, Kashmiri Hindus, sat with me, Vidhu Vinod Chopra and Rahul Pandita, to talk about their experience. Vidhu Vinod Chopra, the renowned filmmaker, also is from Kashmir. His mother came to watch the premiere of Parinda in 1989. With just a suitcase, because she flew down from Srinagar to Mumbai and never went back. In fact, she went amid tight security more than 10 years later, when Vidhu Vinod Chopra was shooting Mission Kashmir. That's when she got to go back and see her home. Very candid moments that Vidhu Vinod Chopra himself shared with me, along with so many others who said the real reason why they left. The real reason why they left was because they wanted to save their wives, daughters. They wanted to save the women of the house. Because the message that was sent was, the men need not be here. Leave your women behind. We will convert them. We will use them. Stories of brothers who had to leave back one sister to save the other. Stories of mothers who suffered and who continue to suffer 30 years down the line. Ironical, ladies and gentlemen, that an entire generation or two, or about 35 to 40% of our population today, doesn't even know this happened. They don't even realize the impact. 40 people continue to block traffic, continue to jam this entire city, the national capital, claiming their rights as human beings. When I say 40, it's no disrespect, even if they were 400. But 4 lakh people continue to remain displaced and nobody speaks up for them. How is this convenient? How is this okay? Pawns at the hands of politicians, pawns at the hands of civil society, having to start from zero when they were at 100. Many have gone on to get to 1,000. But ask them one simple thing, what would they like to do? Their answer is, we'd like to go home. We'd like to go home with dignity. We'd like to go home without fear. We'd like to go back to our Kashmir. We are Kashmiris too. हाँ मैं खंडित हूँ, कश्मीर तेरा बेटा हूँ, मैं पंडित हूँ. That's the sentiment, ladies and gentlemen. A brother says, we are a family of 20. Joint family, 5 brothers, flourishing family, relatives, etc. So it was one big family, lived in one big haveli, celebrated Shivratri. They say 26 years later, 26 years later, or in the last 26 years, those 20 together have not celebrated Shivratri. His one dream is to be able to do so back in his home. Another son who couldn't fulfill his father's dying wish that I want to be cremated and my ashes flown into the waters of Kashmir, broke down saying, I wish I could do that. I couldn't do that. One wish my father asked of me and I couldn't do that. How is that fair to us? 4 lakh people, 2 generations post, still wait to go back home. Will India take the right stand?
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.